Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number six. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 13-4 and stork energy around this full moon. So it's interesting because with this combination of stork and the 13-4, there's likely some kind of transformation that could be occurring around your home. So the four energy sort of brings in our stability, our structure, our roots. It can have to do with early sort of childhood. It can also, you know, the emotions tied to that, if there was anything that happened early in childhood, can also have to do with, of course, the physical structure of the house that you live in. Can have to do with your body, you know, where the soul lives, the home of the soul. But there could be some transformations that occur at this time, or that come in, or you get some kind of insight around. It is a full moon, so there's some kind of closure, completion, or release that needs to occur. So it could be, you know, quite literal in the sense that you move homes or move home at this time, right? Like you buy or sell a new home and leave your current residence. That could come up for a lot of you around this time. It could also be that you just simply want to do some kind of transformation or, you know, transformative process to your home. So this could be a time where you want to start some kind of remodeling or beautification process to your home. It could be that simple. Also, with stork energy coming through, it just makes me think that there could be some of you who are making changes to your home that have to do with, you know, family and, you know, maybe having children or adopting or even pets. You could be bringing pets into your home at this time. Just some kind of transformation to do with home is very likely around this full moon. Also, there's this energy of, you know, the 13-4 and even stork that asks us to sort of move away from what's not working, right? And to build something better that is. So there's some kind of evolution involved in this process. And that's through the energy of the 13. So the 13 is saying we need to sort of build a better foundation. We need to build a better sense of security or a home environment that's more sound, right? So if there are, let's just say that there's a relationship, you know, in your home life that is not working, this energy will either say this situation needs to transform or needs to be released. And the 13 kind of gets in and is a little relentless in making sure that that happens. So you could see if there's any kind of any situation within the home or any whatever, this energy is going to get in and get to the issue. And again, either allow for or create some kind of transformation. And obviously, if it has to do with people, both people have to be willing and able to make that transformation occur, or it's going to release it, right? Or push us to release it in some way. So some kind of modification or transformation needs to occur that has to do with, again, your roots, your stability, your structure. I would also say under this energy, if something comes up for you, whether it's to do with your physical body or it has to do with the physical home, you know, let's say like with your house, your roof starts leaking. You know, anytime we're in this kind of foundational sort of energy of the four, this is the time to take care of it. This is the time to make sure that you don't bypass it or overlook it or leave it for another day, because it will progressively get worse until we take care of it, type thing. So anytime it has to do with the foundations, whether it's emotional foundations or relationship foundations or the house type thing, actual physical structures, the four is going to ask us to get serious about cleaning it up, making sure that it's solid and sound and sustainable, right? Anytime we're in a four energy, it's a checkpoint type of energy that says, let's fix this. Let's get it running smoothly. Let's either transform it or release it so that we can have a solid, secure structure, a sustainable structure. So interesting energies around this time, but again, I wouldn't be surprised if you see some kind of changes come in around your foundations, or again, things from your past could come up at this time to have you move through them, the emotions of them, right? Because four energy can also bring about the emotions of something that needs to be worked through, felt, you know, acknowledged, and not bypassed or suppressed. So that could come up for sure around this time as well. And again, getting serious about something to do with your home could come up. So if you've kind of been toying with the idea of having children or even adopting a pet or something like that, or even a creative project of birthing a creative project, this energy will say, let's get serious about it. Let's get a plan. Let's, you know, commit to it. Let's see it through to completion. So can feel like a little bit of a, you know, let's get serious, let's make this happen type of energy around this full moon. So pay attention to that and commit to whatever it is that it's asking you to commit to that feels aligned for you. So very transformative energy around this time, sixes. So I hope it's great. Take care. Bye for now.